The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
How many times have you expressed to someone, my thoughts and prayers are with you? Or how many times have you said, you know what, I'm praying for you? Well, usually that is accompanied by gratitude, thanksgiving, but not always. Yeah, it's a different world that we're living in. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. Thank you for joining me. And by the way, we had such a big response for people trying to win tickets to the Sing Praise concert down in Circleville tomorrow night, that the folks at Crossroads Church has very graciously provided a few more tickets. And sometime this hour, in fact, if I don't forget, sometime before the bottom of the hour, I've got three more pair of tickets to give away to this great concert. The Hoppers, Joseph Habedank, the Joneses, the Good News Trio. It's called the Sing Praise Conference or Concert. Tomorrow night, Crossroads Church in Circleville, Ohio. And again, we had such a great response in the last hour that the folks at the church contacted us and said, hey, we got three more pair of tickets that you can give away. So I'll do that sometime before the bottom of the hour. So if you did not win in the last hour, you'll have another opportunity to win this hour. All right? So be listening and be ready to, not now, but be ready to dial. All right. You know, I'm sure that thousands of times I've said, you know what, we're praying for you. And when I say it, I mean it. You know, I hope that I really mean it. And I am sure there have been times, a few times, that I've said, hey, I'm praying for you, and then I forget. I'm, you know, embarrassed to say that. But when I say it, I mean it. I want to pray for those people. It's not unusual. In fact, it happened yesterday. It was either yesterday or the day before. Joy and I are at lunch, and Joy gets, she takes a look at her phone real quick and sees an urgent thing on Facebook. And we're sitting at lunch, and we said, let's pray. We put down our forks, and we prayed for whatever that was, all right? Well, not everybody likes that. In fact, CNN is featuring a story from a study conducted by the National Academy of Sciences. Actually, the technical name is Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. They just completed a study of how people respond to thoughts and prayers are with you. And here is the headline from CNN. Not everybody wants thoughts and prayers after a disaster, according to a study of hurricane survivors. Now, this is a specific study. They focused on more than 400 residents in North Carolina following Hurricane Florence's destruction last year, 2018. Remember the storms and the floods? It was really devastating for a lot of areas of North Carolina. That was last year. And many people said, hey, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Well, again, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences decided to do a study, and it's bizarre, folks. It is bizarre. Listen to this, and I quote. The idea came from the mere observation of how frequently these gestures are used, and yet how controversial they have become, as shown by the heated debate in the U.S. about the value of thoughts and prayers in the wake of disasters, said Linda Thunstrom, an economist at the University of Wyoming who co-authored the study. Again, quoting, as a result, we wanted to find out how people actually value these frequently used gestures. Value. Yeah. Are you ready for this? Okay. Religious participants identified as Christians and believed in God, and there were the non-religious participants who either denied or were unsure of God's existence. Since there is no monetary value attached to thoughts or prayers, the researchers assessed their value by looking at their willingness to pay, which measures the monetary value of the perceived costs and benefits. This is so weird. The researchers developed an experiment to elicit the willingness to pay, referred to as the WTP, the willingness to pay, from religious and non-religious participants for thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Yeah, they devised a way to determine what people were willing to pay to either have people pray for them or to pay people not to pray for them. Are you still with me? All right. Again, I'm quoting. The Christians in the experiment valued a prayer from a Christian stranger on average of $4.36. I'm reading. The Christians in the experiment valued a prayer from a Christian stranger on average at $4.36. That's the WTP, what they would be willing to pay to have a complete stranger pray for them. A prayer from a priest was even higher, with an average of $7.17. Seriously? Yeah. It should be noted that some Christians negatively valued thoughts from non-religious strangers. Atheists and agnostics, however, took things in a completely different direction. Non-religious people were willing to pay $1.66 to avoid a prayer from a priest, and more than double that price at $3.54 to avoid one from a Christian stranger. I'm reading this and just going, you don't have anything better to do than to try to do, but then that people would actually. In this survey, they surveyed 400 people that were impacted by the hurricane in North Carolina. And on average, non-religious people said, you know what? I would pay $1.66 to avoid a priest praying for me. I don't want him to pray, and I'll give a priest $1.66 so he won't pray for me. But $3.54 to avoid one from a Christian stranger. Oh, I started to say something terrible. I started to say, you know, the next hurricane, I think I'm going to go down and make a little money. I'm going to find atheists and agnostics and say, hey, I'm going to pray for you. What will you pay me? Not, well, no, I would never do that. I would never do that. Quote, the last result is surprising because one might expect that atheists and agnostics would be indifferent to people praying for them. Why care if you don't believe in the gesture, said the author of the article. But that is not what we find. Atheists and agnostics are averse to prayers to the extent that they are willing to pay money in order to ensure not to get a prayer from a Christian stranger. Hence, it is important to think about who the target person is when sending thoughts and prayers in the wake of hardship. So in other words, The conclusion of this study says, don't tell an atheist or an agnostic you're going to pray for them. Or get them to pay you not to. That has just got to be one of the most bizarre studies I have ever seen. But it is an indication of how vitriolic atheists and agnostics are becoming towards Christians and toward the gospel. But you know what? Those are the people who really need our prayers. No, those are the people that really need our prayers. In a time of tragedy, we need to pray that they will come to Christ. All right, stay tuned.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I've got tickets to give away. It's to the Sing Praise concert down in Circleville tomorrow night. The Hoppers, Joseph Habedank, who Dove Award winner, and again, at last year's National Quartet Convention, was voted the number one gospel soloist in America. The Joneses, the Good News Trio, it's tomorrow night, and I've got three pair of tickets to give away to the first three callers at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Callers number 1, 2, and 3 will make it easy. The first three callers at 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And when you call, Jeff, my screener engineer, will give you the instructions as to how to pick up your tickets. You'll pick them up at the concert tomorrow night. Starts at 6:30. Doors open at 5:30, and those tickets are gone. That didn't last long. All right, so congratulations to the winners. I love this story. Headline, Chick-fil-A sales have doubled since the LGBTQ boycott began in 2012. Do you remember that back in 2012? Do you remember the nationwide boycott? A whole bunch of liberal left-wing groups, particularly the more radical LGBTQ, the Human Rights Campaign, GLAAD, several of the radical homosexual activist group called for a nationwide boycott of Chick-fil-A. Now, why? Why did they call for a nationwide boycott? Because the president of Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy, was asked in an interview in 2012 about the company's support of traditional family. And Dan Cathy said, well, guilty as charged. He went on to say, we are very much supportive of the family. The biblical definition of the family unit. We're a family-owned business, a family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that. That's all he said. That's it. He said he was guilty of supporting the traditional family, and we are very much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. That's all he said. And the radical leftist groups went crazy. And they called for a nationwide boycott of Chick-fil-A. That was 2012. Well, since the boycott began, Chick-fil-A sales have doubled. Yeah, here's the story. Chick-fil-A's annual sales have more than doubled since LGBTQ and liberal groups began calling for a boycott in 2012. In 2012, when the controversy arose over the CEO's comments about same-sex marriage, sales totaled $4.6 billion, which was up from $4.1 billion the year before. In 2018, sales totaled $10.46 billion. So yes, that is more than double. Since the boycott began, sales have gone from $4.6 billion to nearly $10.5 billion, making it the third largest restaurant in the United States behind McDonald's and Starbucks. In addition, since the boycott began, Chick-fil-A has opened 700 new restaurants. Since the boycott began, 700 new restaurants. It continues. Since 2012, sales have set a record each succeeding year. Every year, new record. Growing from 4.6 million in 2012 to 5 million to 5.7 million to 6.7 million to 7.9 million to 9 million. And now it has reached $10.46 million. That's billion. This story is wrong. That's billion. That's a typo. Billion. So it's gone from, in 2012, the story I'm reading says million, but it's billion. 4.6 billion to 5 billion to 5.7 billion to 6.7 billion to 7.9 billion to 9 billion. And now it has gone from 9 billion in 2017 to $10.46 billion in sales last year. In addition, it was named America's favorite fast food restaurant in a survey of customers this year. Now, this is in spite of, or maybe because of, the continuing opposition. Remember the controversy about the San Antonio, Texas airport and the Buffalo, New York airport? Purdue University, Northwestern University, several other universities where there have been protests, people calling for the Chick-fil-A franchise to be kicked off campus. The website Freakonomics said, I think the activists would say the boycott against Chick-fil-A has been successful. Even if they didn't get people who typically go to Chick-fil-A to stop buying Chick-fil-A sandwiches, they would say it was successful because they got the media to pay attention. Don't you love the spin on that? The liberal left is calling the boycott a success. Sales have doubled, 700 new restaurants, but at least they got attention. And so therefore, the boycott has been a success. I think Chick-fil-A would say, if that's a success, bring on the boycott. Yeah, gotta love it. You gotta love how God honors a company that just determines to let the world do their thing, not fight back, not defend themselves, just do what God has called them to do. That's exactly what they've done, and they're reaping the benefits.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.